Put stars in your washing machine. Finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Bill, it's past 10:30. Why don't you get ready for bed?
I'm not tired.
Well, there's no use going over and over what happened tonight. Regardless of what you think, I'm certain the district attorney didn't get any information from
him. I don't know why Papa was so determined that we answer Hanley's questions. He told us we didn't have to.
Well, your father used his head, which is more than you did. I understand what was behind his thinking.
Oh, bright girl.
Oh, now, don't be sarcastic.
Look, Hanley saw Maida today. He must have questioned her. So he was going to get our story and compare it with hers. All right, how do we know what she said? How do we know that what we said wasn't altogether different from what she told him?
Don't you understand that when the district attorney first talked with us, we were all antagonistic? In fact, we were a little angry. And you... Well, I don't think you'd have said as much as you did if you hadn't been drinking.
Now, look, I only had a couple of drinks, and I knew what I was saying, and I wasn't angry. I was mad.
Your father had to smooth over the impression you gave him at district attorney. I think he felt as I did that you were hurting Maida's case a lot more than helping. No way you talked about Ted. Mr. Hanley must have felt that if you could hate a man as much as you did Ted, Maida must have hated him enough to kill him.
Hating a guy and killing him are two different things.
Bill, we're alone now. And I can tell you what I know has been in your mind all along. You hinted to Papa what you've been thinking. You actually believe that Maida left this house the day Chucky died, knowing exactly what she was going to do. Every one of us wondered at the time where she was going and why.
That doesn't mean she had any idea when she left here that she was going to kill Ted White.
Who are we to say? We didn't know what she was thinking.
Yeah, well, you're going to make a fine witness if you're ever called. If I only knew what Maida told Hanley. I'm going over to see Brandon.
At this hour of the night?
Yes, at this hour of the night. He's Maida's attorney, isn't he? He should know what's going on.
Why didn't you think of that earlier? It's going on 11 o'clock.
What of it?
Bill Bauer, I don't think you're going to the Brandons.
You?
No. I don't know where you go when you stay away from here for hours. But you're saying that you want to see Ray Brandon is just an excuse to get away.
You don't believe me.
No. No, I don't believe you. Bill!
You'll never learn, will you, Bertha? There's always been a close bond between Bill and his sister, Maida. After what happened this evening, why should you think Bill lied to you? He didn't lie, Bertha. He's on his way to the Brandons. He wants a few questions answered. A great many questions answered. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashers without red hands, I'm coming back to Does. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it.
So I'm back to Dove. It's certainly true. Does gives me white, white washers without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan, Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Water Bleach, New York, Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her Does does what it says. Gives me white, white washers without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Dove does everything. Get Dove today for white, white washes without red hands.
And what else did Hanley say, Bill? That's about all. I hope you aren't as belligerent as you seem to be at the moment.
Brandon, the last thing I expected was a call from the district attorney himself.
How long is it going to be before you can see Maida?
Well, if Maida was questioned by Hanley today, I imagine I'll be able to see her within a day or so. Well,
why was the district attorney permitted to question her?
He has that right. But Maida also had the right to refuse to answer any questions that might have been asked. I'm sure, Bill, that the district attorney made that very clear to her.
How do you know?
That's the law. A person is charged with a crime. He has the right to refuse to say one word until he comes to trial. Our whole legal system is based on the theory that a man is innocent until he's proved guilty. He needn't at any time say anything that might incriminate him in any way. Now, for all you know, Maida hasn't said a word.
That I can't believe.
I don't know. It seems to me that we're just sitting around while the district attorney is gathering all the evidence, witnesses, or whatever.
Well, I haven't been exactly sitting around. I had a long talk with Mary Winters, the housekeeper who witnessed the shooting. I've checked daily on Maida's condition. I can't do more than I've done. I plan to have a talk with Mr. White Sr. From what little I know of him, he seems to be a very fine person.
His son is dead. You don't think he...
I'm not forming any conclusions about anything. I can't. Until I talk with your sister.
After you talk with her, what then? What happens? What's the procedure?
Well, Hanley will go before the grand jury, present such facts as he has, and they'll determine whether the state has a case or not.
Do you think they have a case?
Yes, I do. Whether they'll bring in a verdict of first-degree murder or manslaughter, I don't know. Hanley, I'm sure, will ask for a verdict of first-degree murder.
Can we get her out? I mean, on bail. I have the money from the house.
I don't know, Bill. If she's charged with murder, she can't be admitted to bail.
What's the difference between murder and manslaughter?
Well, manslaughter is the unlawful killing of a human being without malice. Punishment is by imprisonment not to exceed 10 years. A hit-and-run driver who's killed a pedestrian is usually charged with manslaughter. It's an accidental killing, so to speak, without premeditation. We don't know what happened between Maida and Ted. All I have is the housekeeper's story.
What is her story?
It's difficult to interpret it at this point. I'll have to talk with Maida first.
After the district attorney presents his so-called facts to the grand jury, what then?
The prisoner is indicted. Or, if there isn't a case, goes free.
You think there's going to be an indictment, though, don't you?
At this point, yes. Then the next step is the arraignment, which is the reading of the indictment in court. The defendant is given a copy of the indictment. He's then asked how he pleads. Guilty or not guilty?
Well, What do you think you're going to have Maida say?
Bill, I can't answer that question.
Well, you don't seem to be able to answer any questions.
Well, I don't know what kind of case we have. I'll know a great deal more once I've talked with Maida.
Well, the housekeeper, Miss Winters, why don't you want to tell me what she told you? Why don't you want me to know her story?
Bill. You permitted this visit from the district attorney to throw you off kilter. Tell me, would you like another attorney to work on the case with me?
No. I'm worried, that's all. I'm worried about what happened tonight, what kind of an impression we made on the district attorney. I keep thinking I made a fool of myself. When he mentioned the name of Ted White, I saw red. I told Hanley that White got exactly what he deserved. Even killing him was too good for him.
Had you been drinking, Bill?
Oh, I had a few drinks, yeah, but I knew what I was saying, and I'd have said the same thing whether I had a drink or not.
Well, don't you think you've been doing a little bit too much drinking lately?
I don't know, Brandon. Maybe I have. But I hadn't had too much tonight.
Bill, what is it? What's on your mind? What are you stewing about?
I'm afraid that Maida had her mind made up a long time ago that if anything happened to Chucky, he was going to kill Ted White. Look, I don't think Trudy or Papa even begin to realize what might happen to Maida. Bert knows what I've been thinking. She feels the same way I do. Maybe Trudy does, too. I don't know. Ray, I've got to see my sister. I've got to see her. Talk to her. She'll tell me the truth. She always has.
And she'll tell me the truth. And once we have the truth, who knows, Bill? The whole picture might brighten up. Just a hunch. But I think it's a good one.
Would you like
white, white washers without red hands?
That's what Does gives you.
White, white washers without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then next wash day, change to Does and answer this question. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean? Your white pieces so gleaming white, your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hand. Does everything. So get Does today for
white, white washers without red hands.
The scene of the crime in the next episode of The Guiding Light, with Sherita Bauer and Lyle Sudrow, brought to you by Does.
Put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does.